My braid is flashing bird.
No quarter. I am going to be uncomfortable and all over you from start to finish.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outside of the Box, which is the Boxy Awards winners reveal show. This shouldn't be a surprise to any of the winners because they've been notified, but for everybody else that didn't already know, this is a great way to find out who won. And I have to say, Ashley and I were very impressed with the participation in this, as we had almost 500 votes, which is massive. So I'm so excited that so many people really latched on to this idea that we had of rewarding so many amazing, deserving people.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so incredible to just like watch the numbers of votes like jump up every single day. And in the beginning, I'm like, okay, like we won't get that many. Like there's no way. And then like every day we kept going and I was like, holy moly, like this is crazy. And then when I cut it off at like close to 490 votes, I was just like, wow. So the community definitely showed up. They definitely let us know who their favorites were. And I'm super excited to announce all of the winners because there's some super deserving folks out there for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And thankfully, because we're only announcing the winners and not talking about every single person that was nominated, I can assure you this is a much shorter video. So
yeah, we'll keep it quick.
So the first category that we had was favorite NHRL team. And I will tell you what, this was a slugfest and it really was back and forth for a while. But in the end, Team Honeycracked won over Team Shreddit, who was pretty close behind. And I'm sure that that team is just really excited about being chosen for this award.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to check in with Zoe Stack and Liam this week at All Stars. And so it was fun being able to tell them in person like that they won, and they were just so excited. The growth of that team this year has been absolutely incredible. And the showcase that they put on is on All Stars was just like the finale to this great season that they've been having. And I was so excited to be able to tell them that they won this because they're a team that is so close to my heart and so very important to me.
Yes, big congrats to them. So going to the next award, which is Future Champion, and I will tell you, this one was wild because it was definitely, one way for a long time. But in the end, there must have been a huge surge of people who are big fans of Glenn Boxall and Caldera. Because Caldera ended up emerging victorious, and love to see an NHRL robot beating out some of BattleBot's finest.
Yeah, absolutely. The beginning of this vote was heavy in Minotaur for sure. And they stayed that way for the first couple of days. So I don't know if maybe the BattleBots community voted first, but then you can definitely tell the NHRL community and Team WPI came in and gave that big push to Glenn. He is absolutely deserving of this. I told him I was so proud of him. He was like almost in shock when I told him that he won. So it was really cool. It was a cool moment. And like, I'm super excited to see what he's got in store for 2024. And I'm hoping that he can take home a golden dumpster.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, because Ashley and I recorded the nominees show before finals, and I think we were both nervous and we were like, but what if Caldera wins?
Yeah, it's like, oh, do we have to like re-record and change the nominees? Like, hold
yeah, exactly. So, definitely might be a different conversation for that category next year. So the next one was the comeback award, and I don't think it was really very much a surprise to either of us, to see Huge come out on top with the comeback award, because I mean, Jonathan and that team just put in so much work in the off season, getting Huge dialed in. And I think especially coming off of the season that they did, where I had talked to Jonathan after that season, and he just, you could tell he felt very down in that moment, and to come back and be able to do what Huge did this past year and nearly win the Giant Nut is pretty incredible. And I think that that reflects in the way that people voted.
Yeah, absolutely. No shout out to Shred It Bro. They were very close in this category for a really long time. So Evan, don't think that your work isn't going unnoticed. Like, you did a fantastic job, but at the end of the day, like, everything that Huge did this year, everything that that team did this year, all of the work that they put in, the time in the off season where they spent a week together at Jonathan's house, like, it just shows and it proves so much in this season. And like, when I talked to Jonathan, he was like, well, I never left. And I'm like, well, you know what we mean though, like, everything that you did just like is so incredible. And like, such a big shout out to like you and your entire team. And like, it was so cool for me to get to hang out with like almost all of them this week too, and just kind of see like 30-pound Huge back in the box too. So just big huge shout out to that team. They're absolutely deserving.
Yes, definitely. So moving on to another category that I don't think anybody would be very surprised about, for best team walkout, which of course was all BattleBots teams, because that's really pretty exclusively a BattleBots thing. The winner in that category was Team Ripperoni. And I mean, between Frederico Amore and just like everything that that team does, I mean they're fantastic. The theming is there, and it just shows every time they walk out of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, again, big shout out to Anthony D'Ambrosia for all of the theming and all of the hard work and all of the decals on the bots to be able to take it match after match and kind of match up to their opponents with the different toppings and things like that. And then obviously, Fred, you are just such a character, and seeing you on the screen every time just makes me so happy. And like, even at Mass Destruction, he was one of the announcers, and it's just like listening to him all day, I'm like, yep, this is why like you're hilarious, and like why everybody kind of recognizes you as like that crazy person during the walkouts. But this team, like, I couldn't see it going any other way for sure, and they're just all fantastic.
Yes, definitely. And keeping with the theme of Ripperoni, the next category was best recurring guest. And I'll be honest, I mean, I'm not just saying that because of any bias that I have of being a JMO fan, but I really thought that JMO was going to win this category. However, after having interviewed Anna multiple times, it's really not a surprise. I think that Anna is a fantastic guest and definitely one of my favorite interviews. So Anna Zolnikov winning best recurring guest on Outside of the Box.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she was a little shocked that she won this one as well. She was like, wait, I did? And I was like, well, yeah, Anna, you did. Like, you're awesome to listen to. Like, you bring so much knowledge to the sport, like all the technology and everything that she's been working with and iterating in both the 250 and even now the 30-pound like little rip. It's just really incredible. So I was like super pumped to be able to tell her that she won. And it's always cool when they're kind of like surprised, like, oh, I did? Wow. Like, that's awesome. So big hats off to Anna. Congratulations. Like, you're totally deserving.
Yes, she definitely is. So yeah, big congrats there. So the next category, not that it was a surprise to any of us, and I will tell you, like, I think that the percentage of how much the winning was by being one of the like highest percentages of any winner out there really shows how much the community appreciates everything that Tony D'Ambrosio does. So best merch going to robotsruinmylife.com with 57% of the vote. I am fully behind that. I think that what Tony does is great and so well deserved.
Yeah, you can see my eyes swelling up because I'm so proud of him and all of the hard work that he puts into not only Team Omega, but everyone at NHRL. Like, I think he outfitted more than half the teams for All-Stars. Just like, hey guys, I'm gonna do shirts for you. And like, some people were like, I don't have a design or anything. And he literally went out there and just like whipped up t-shirts in like a matter of 3 days for all of these incredible people. And so it doesn't go unnoticed. And I'm so happy that he won this. And like, he created something super special for me. I wish I had it with me. And I'll share that on social media, but he's just a fantastic person and his hard work does not go unnoticed. So I am like over the moon proud of him and I could not be happier.
Yes, 100%. So if anybody isn't aware of robotsruinmylife.com, go buy some merch. It's really awesome. So the next category was the community award. And I'll tell you what, you know, again, people voted. I mean, I'm going to talk about my own bias, but I really, you know, I'm fully behind the winner, Seth Schaefer, winning this award, because Seth does so much for the community. I mean, I can think of very few builders that you can just like, you know, just ask questions to whenever, that is as busy as he is with like doing all of these videos and running his store and stuff like that. I mean, like, he quit his normal job to do this full time and provides such a resource for the community. It's amazing. And I'm so glad that everybody got behind him and voted. Like, not that everybody else wasn't deserving. They absolutely are. But I mean, Seth really does so much and is such a presence in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Seth's been at almost every competition that I've been at this year. Like, the amount of SSP kits is just absolutely incredible. Like, he is definitely reaching members of the community that you would never expect. Like, at All Stars this week, Monkfish and Knockoff White ran SSP kits as mini bots. So like, to be able to touch that many people and grow the sport so much and know that it's such a durable and effective bot, and to be able to do everything that he's done and constantly put out videos and constantly keep iterating and getting better and making improvements and doing different things to give access to more people in the community is just absolutely incredible. And like, I literally always look for what's next. So like, I can't wait to see what's next. And I can only imagine like how much good he's going to continue to bring next year.
Yes, absolutely. And so going on, I know somebody else that I know for you, Ashley, was very, very near and dear. I mean, you picked all the nominees, for favorite overall guest on Outside of the Box. So they were definitely your choices. And this one was, again, very interesting because for a very long time, Jake Ewert was pretty firmly in the lead and people just voted at the end, and Brandon Bennett Young rushed past Jake Ewert and took the award for favorite overall guest.
Yeah, I think my fans must have like heard me on this one, because they literally at the end, I just watched Brandon's votes just keep climbing, and it just makes me so proud every single time. I'm like, I love the way that he talks about robots. I love the way that he thinks about robots. Like, I love the way that he shares everything about robots. And so to be able to like have him showcase himself over and over again, and like the improvements that that man has made this year are absolutely incredible. To win a golden dumpster, to win a platinum dumpster at All Stars is just absolutely incredible. I will always forever listen to Brandon talk. So like, let's have him on again. And I am just over the moon proud of him always.
Yes, definitely. Again, I mean, I could probably make a very long list of all of my favorite people to talk robots with, but Brandon is definitely amongst those people. So the next award, which was probably one of the closest races, I'll be honest, it was a battle of Brazil pretty much the entire time, was Black Dragon coming out ahead of Minotaur. And I mean, I can tell you that that team is very excited to have won this award. I have a feeling that they really made that Brazilian push in terms of getting the votes out there and stuff. And I mean, they definitely have the best mascot for sure with Lucky Ducky. I mean, you know, I love that team. Obviously, I'm a slightly more partial towards Minotaur. They, you know, Riobots really got quite a bit of the votes and it was very close. But such big congratulations to Black Dragon for winning that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is like a me versus you because like I like Black Dragon a little bit more and like Minotaur a little bit more. So big shout out to Team Black Dragon. Complete congratulations. You guys are awesome. It was so cool having you at Norwalk a few times this year and getting to really like kind of chat and get to know you and just see how you guys operate as a team, and the energy that you bring is absolutely incredible. And I am just, yeah, they're fantastic and I'm so stoked for them, and like I cannot wait to hear like their video because I just know how much they love this and I'm sure how much they appreciate this.
Yes, definitely. So the next was Best Dressed Robot. And I mean, I think this could have gone a lot of different ways because we picked some really good ones on there. But in the end, it was Hypershock that won out over all of the others. And I'm expecting an interesting acceptance speech from them. So we'll see what we get. But, you know, huge congrats to them. I mean, it's such a well-designed bot. It's so sleek looking. I mean, it's beautiful. And I'm sure that you agree. And obviously the fans agree.
I'm not sure I'm not allowed to say anything nice about Hypershock anymore. just kidding. Love you, Will Bales. Love you, Team Hypershock. I'm just kidding. But I know you're out there in Vegas right now battling my team. So I have some things to say that I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding at all. Your robot's beautiful. The colors are fantastic. Everything that you guys do, all of the hard work, like it's no wonder it's a fan favorite. And yeah, absolutely. It's so sleek and whatever. I'd be curious to see it in different colors maybe, but you know, I love what they do.
Yes, absolutely. Then the next category was for hype person, and I know this person seemed surprised by the win. I don't really think that either of us were surprised, and you know, I'm sure that it meant a lot to him. But the winner for that category was Luke Stengel, of NHRL and Behind the Bots.
Yeah, absolutely. Luke is 100% deserving of this win. I don't think I would have picked anybody else in this category, but that's just because Luke has always been super special to me and how he has supported me from the beginning and kind of always told my story. But he does that with so many builders, and like he really gets to know people, and like he can truly sit there and talk to like the nuances of everything, and it's just so incredible the way that he delivers information. And so he's 100% deserving of this award, and I'm sad that I didn't get to see him in person and tell him, but congratulations, Luke, you're fantastic.
And he beat out Pete. He beat out the Bot Whisperer. So that's pretty epic. I would say. So the next category was the Mentor Award. And again, this was one that there was kind of, you know, a little bit of changing for a while there. Martin Mason certainly had a handle on it for quite some time, but then you had that vote surge come along, and Zoe Lambert ended up winning for the Mentor Award.
Yeah, absolutely. Zoe is such an incredible person. This week was so fantastic to spend with her and like kind of get to be around her and just see like how great of a mentor she is and like how great of a minibot driver she did this week. Like she really gets in there and she has really focused on combat and she's made so many improvements and they've done so many things to just keep getting better. And it really shows all of her hard work and all of her team's hard work. And I cannot imagine like how amazing Team Honeycrack's going to be in 2024.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think All Stars really said a lot. Like that team looked so good, their bots looked good. You know, so we'll see what is to come. And the next to last award, but again, certainly not least, is most destructive NHRL robot. And Ashley and I definitely have some bias on this one. But the fans certainly agreed. I would say, you know, pretty heavily influenced by events that happened in September of 2023, which was Synthesis winning for NHRL's most destructive bot. So congrats to Corey. I mean, he's really got that robot dialed in. I think Synthesis is a beast. The match that he had, which, you know, was just a freestyle match versus JMO in the All-Stars event this past week, was insane. One of my favorite matches of the entire event. So I think that, you know, we're going to continue to see really great things from Synthesis.
Yeah, absolutely. I walked away from that match with JMO because I was cage side with Corey, and I was just like, that was like one of the best matches I've watched in 3 days. Like, even with a weapon down, like everything that he did to just like drive, and it was so incredible. And I love being cage side with Corey. I'm so grateful that he lets me be cage side with him. Like, it was so awesome to see him get that big decisive win against Monkfish and All-Stars as well. But everything that he's put in this year, all of his hard work is just so awesome. And like, I know he's out there helping and building for next year. And so like, I cannot wait to see what's next.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Corey is certainly one of my favorite people at NHRL. So he's going to be a force to be reckoned with, as well as the bots of the people that he helps, including myself and my army of Apple robots. So, and then the last category that we had for voting was the Representation Award. And this was also one that really was in one direction for a while and then swayed, you know, towards the end. And I just have to give a shout out to Ellie Clark from Lavender Haze and Team Bloodsport, because she really held it down for a long time. And I mean, I just think she's amazing, and I love, you know, what she's doing, obviously. But at the end, Drew Davis overtook and ended up winning 33% of the vote. So amazing job by Drew. I mean, he's such like an incredible person in everything that he does. I mean, he's also a wonderful mentor in his own right. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, with everything that he started at his school this year, and just having like the robotics club and getting his kids involved and just forever showing up to like every event, he's just such a great staple in the community and someone that I always appreciate seeing. So I can't wait to see what's next in 2024, because I'm sure that that group of students is only going to continue to grow, and I can't wait to see what they bring to the table.
Absolutely. And then, as I may have alluded to in the nominees show, there are a couple of awards that were not voted on that were decided by me. So, you know, just awards that I am going to likely end up doing annually as part of this, and just, you know, choosing a different person. But, you know, I thought this was something I wanted to start and give these to super deserving people, you know, that obviously, you know, I may have a little bit of bias towards. But the first award is, I think that we've like landed on calling it like the Golden Heart Award or something of that nature, is something that I wanted to do of somebody who just really embodies, I think, all of the tenets that we hold dear in combat robotics, whether it be community, creativity, you know, just like that person that's, you know, shines so much in a lot of different areas. And when Ashley and I thought about this, we can't think of any person more deserving of this for the first year's award than Tom Farkas. Because Tom is just, he is one of those people that, like, as soon as I met him, you know, and he introduced himself to me and everything, I knew he was a super special person and that he was doing really special things. I mean, the robots that he creates have this level of innovation that I just don't think that you see from too many other people, where it's this blend of like being super innovative with being like really creative and fun, and just, you know, bringing something that people are going to enjoy and love to watch. You know, I think that the fact that pause is in the NHRL, like museum, you know, thing or whatever, like that, that speaks volumes to what Tom's been able to do in such a short period of time. And I know he has so many other projects that he's looking to create. So the possibilities are really endless. And just Tom is really a deserving person.
Absolutely. Tom Vargas's mind is a wonderful place. And the amount of creativity that that man holds is just absolutely insane. I think there's nothing better than like waking up, because I wake up ridiculously early, but Tom works overnights. And so sometimes he'll send me these ideas at like 2 a.m. and I wake up and I'm like, this is the best thing I've heard all day. And like, I just woke up, but like, you can't top this. He's just such a genuine person. And like, he let me drive Paws this year at Maker Battle. And just like, he's always constantly like helping others. Like, I can't wait for you to have Apple Turnover and like everything that he's doing. He's just always there and just so happy. And like, yeah, he gives my favorite hugs. And like, he is just someone that is so deserving to be recognized in like different ways. And so to be able to do this and recognize him and just say thank you for everything is super special, and he's super deserving.
Yes, absolutely. And then the last award that I'm giving out today is an award that I have called the Golden Mike Award, which, you know, there's so many different facets of combat robotics and so many different roles that people have. You know, some people compete, some people, you know, do behind the scenes stuff. Some people do like the broadcasting and the announcing and like the emceeing and like all of those things. And every single person, what they do is so important. And so I really thought that there should be an award for somebody in more of that like commentary, you know, broadcasting and everything else like that role. And of course, there's no chance that I would ever give that award to myself, because why would I do that? So I really wanted to give this award both for the work on this podcast as well as Maker Battle to Ashley. And it is a super, super fabulous award and everything. It's one of the best things that I've ever had made, I think. And yeah, I'm sorry to do this to you, Ashley, but yeah, just, you know, I really, really wanted to do it because you have added so much to this show, and I appreciate you every day.
Wow. Well, thank you. Like, I wouldn't obviously be here without you. So thank you for giving me a shot, and thank you for allowing me to continue to show up and do different breakdowns with you and do stuff like this with you, and just being one of my best friends. And I can't thank you enough. I can't thank this community enough. And I can't wait to see what's up for 2024, because there's so many more events going on, and I'm just excited to keep going and building this community. And I am forever grateful for you. And thank you.
Yes. And really to the community, because I think that when we started doing these breakdowns, the community spoke loud and clear that they think a Christine and Ashley partnership works really well. I've heard that from so many people. And so, thank the community for that feedback and seeing value in what we're doing and really supporting this awards, because this was such a collaborative effort. And also, I have to shout out, even though I know he's not going to want me to, but Ethan Shipley for the editing work that he did on the nominees show, because that was a mountain of a task. And he took it on, and, you know, not even asking for anything in return and just doing it because he's being a good friend. So, thank you, Ethan, so much for doing that. We truly appreciate it. Absolutely. And so to end on with the, you know, after we've announced the winners here, so we will be, releasing, acceptance videos from the nominees so that we can, you know, show their feedback, since we don't have a live show where we would normally like present these awards to people in person. So we will have that coming. And then also, as I've previously alluded to, we're going to have some really special giveaways. And you know, there will be some different things in there and promotions to try and help build the channel and stuff like that. But yes, as Ashley is showing off some really cool things from Eruption and Caldera, as you can see there, we are in the process of gathering some really cool bot parts. So first of all, if you don't already know that I'm doing this and you are a builder at any level, any size robot is fine. And you have some parts that you would like to donate to these giveaways, please let me know. I am more than happy to take whatever you are willing to give, because we really want to give back to the community in this way. And for those who are looking to enter, there will be more details coming soon. Have to kind of figure out, probably going to break this into multiple giveaways, but we have to figure out how exactly we're going to do that. But I can tell you, there are already some really cool parts that people have offered. So you are going to want to keep watching, because this is some really cool stuff. So stay tuned for that. As far as anything upcoming on the show, well, as you know, it is the month of December and it is the holidays. So we'll see. If anybody wants to come on and has the time to do an interview, we certainly will try and make that happen. But otherwise, you know, you're definitely going to see a lot more content in the new year, as things come up, including probably a preview and wrap up for the January new bots event at NHRL, as I will be once again competing, this time with a new bot, Apple Turnover. Super excited to debut that. And we'll see if I can get any suplexes.
Yes, I'm so excited and I cannot wait. Big shout out to all of the builders that are willing to donate all of these parts and different things, because like, as sure as you guys think, like, yeah, they just sit on your shelf and collect dust, like, they really are cool things. And so for the fans, like, we really appreciate it. So thank you to all of you for being able and being so willing to do this.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're interested in the giveaway, please make sure that you continue to watch. Like, subscribe. I'm definitely going to be trying to do some kind of, like, getting to 1,000 subscribers giveaway. So the more people who subscribe, the better that might be. So please make sure that you do that. Keep following. We appreciate you. Keep supporting Combat Robotics, and we'll see everybody next time on the show.